Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
A moment ago, I promised. Now I'm going to deliver. David Sanger is with us, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, who also hosts The Washington Report on New York Public Radio's WQXR every Monday morning. David Sanger, first of all, good morning.
Great to be back with you, John.
Now, I'm going to think out loud here a little bit and tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm nuts. You know, the Bin Laden raid that the President Obama successfully announced, a week ago Sunday, really just blew everything away from the headlines, including the situation in Libya that we've been reporting on this morning, actually with your colleague John Burns in Tripoli. Also, the situation in Syria, the so-called Arab Spring, also sort of removed from the headlines as we look at the aftermath of the Bin Laden raid. But it's all going to come back. And it seems to me that the setting for a real roarback of all these sort of multifaceted issues that are facing the Obama administration in foreign policy is going to be the upcoming confirmation hearings of Leon Panetta, who is the man at the top of the CIA, just as Bin Laden is killed. David Sanger, are these confirmation hearings sort of setting up to be something pretty significant? They are unusual in that they're taking place in the middle of the first term, and we're setting up for a midterm, or not a midterm, but a 2012 election campaign.
Well, I think, John, that you're right that they're going to be very significant for a couple of reasons, including the fact that the beginning of the withdrawal from Afghanistan is scheduled to start in July, and no one knows what the pace of that's going to be. And that will be the first thing that Leon Panetta will be responsible for overseeing, because if the schedule is adhered to, he's supposed to take over at the Defense Department around July 1st. So he'll be in for the beginning of that decline. That said, I suspect that the hearings themselves will be something of a love fest for a couple of reasons. The first is Leon Panetta is a former member of Congress,
right,
very well liked there, has pretty good bipartisan relationships. He's a former White House chief of staff, and he got pretty good grades for how he was handling the CIA and is clearly coming in off of a high point. You know, the CIA had a pretty rough decade, and then as his last act as CIA director, they get Bin Laden, an operation that he pretty well was overseeing. So I think there'll be a big policy debate, but I don't think there's any question he's going to get confirmed.
Yeah, I think there's no question he'll get confirmed, but this will be a test, it seems to me, of the Republicans' either squeamishness or aggression on the issue of using security or national security as a campaign issue. I mean, we're going to see if the GOP has taken that off the table for the 2012 election and the kinds of questions they ask and the kind of grilling they either give or don't give Leon Panetta, don't you think?
Well, I think you're going to see him get it from both sides, but on different issues. From the Democrats, he's going to get a, doesn't this mean, or for many Democrats, doesn't this mean that the United States can speed up its withdrawal from Afghanistan? After all, the U.S. is supposed to be in Afghanistan to keep al-Qaeda from once again using its territory to launch attacks on the United States. Bin Laden's gone. Much of the rest of al-Qaeda Central has been, you know, wiped out in the middle. It was a job where you didn't want to be the number three, who was the only guy walking around with a cell phone, right? They went through a good number of those. And so he's going to have to make a case for a slow but steady withdrawal. From the right, he's going to get questions about budget cuts, particularly from the Tea Party side, which is the first set of Republicans who have said even defense has got to come down. And we don't really know where he is on that issue.
You know, the other place we don't know where he is, it seems to me, is, Bob Gates, currently, running the Pentagon, was very much a restrainer on getting involved in, say, the situation in Libya or talking about intervening in, say, Syria. We could be in a very different situation in both Libya and Syria by July. But nevertheless, does anyone know where Panetta stands on, say, air campaigns over Tripoli?
You know, one of the wonders of the CIA job is that it's not supposed to be a policy job. It's one of the reasons they haven't let Panetta talk very much. He's there to provide intelligence but not policy advice. Now, whether when, you know, the room is closed he does or not, we may not know, but that's not been his job. So he has not had to voice an opinion on some several critical issues. One is intervention. Second is defining what are vital national interests. You'll remember that Secretary Gates said that Libya was not a vital American interest, and therefore the U.S. should either stay out or go in a very limited way. We don't know whether or not Leon Panetta defines vital American interests the same way. We don't know where he is on the question of the right to responsibility to protect, which was the justification for going into
right.
Libya. So we've got a lot to learn about his political and defense philosophy.
And, you know, at this moment, he is the person who all those questions go to. I mean, certainly, ultimately, the president is the person that the questions go to. But
well, they also go to the Secretary of State, John. And here's one of the other really interesting questions. Almost every battle, with one exception I can think of, and it's Libya, that Hillary Clinton has won in the past 2.5 years has been because she very carefully put together an alliance with Gates, a Democrat and a Republican, an experienced spy master and an experienced politician. And what we don't know is what the dynamic is going to be like between Clinton and Leon Panetta.
You know, Bob Gates had a fantastic poker face in front of Congress and in front of the media. And I don't know if you had a chance to go back and look at Leon Panetta speaking over the last few years. There's a great moment with Jake Tapper on ABC News about a year ago where Tapper asks Panetta, where is Bin Laden? And his face kind of, I mean, in hindsight, you can't really put it in context, but it looks like he knows way more than he's saying. Any assessment of Panetta's poker face in dealing with his old colleagues up on Capitol Hill?
Well, I know that when he went out to tell people on Capitol Hill that they had good leads on Bin Laden, Panetta called them individually so that individual members of Congress didn't know what other individuals knew about it, and it was a way of making sure that this didn't get out into the wide discourse. I thought that was a pretty savvy way of operating.
That is really smart, that's for sure. And that savvy is going to be much on display when the confirmation hearings begin, and we expect that sometime this summer.
We expect that probably in June if they really want him to take over in July.
All right, David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, who also hosts the Washington Report on New York Public Radio's WQXR every Monday morning. Always a pleasure, David.
Good to talk to you, John.